ויהי ביום השמיני, חזל צי שמחה הוי סלופונו, כיום שנברו בי שמיים ואורץ, שנאמה, ויהי ערב ויהי בויקה יום אחד, ויהי ביום השמיני. The brocha on that very day, Rashi brings b'shem Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu gave a brocha to Aaron HaKohen, to Klal Yisrael. Yehi rotzoin shetishre shchino b'malchei yedeichem. Obviously, the matore, the tachlis of Beis HaMikdosh is to live with Shechina, to bring Shechina into our homes, into ourselves. Lohoyrid es HaShechina. But why the special dogish on Maise Yodeichem? Chazal Vayhi Vayoyim HaShmini, Chazal in Avodah Zorah, in Tainis, ask, Bameh Shimesh Moshe, B'Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Aaron HaKohen did the Avodah Meyoyim HaShmini V'Holo. But Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah in the Zayin Yimei HaMiluim. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't wear big day kahuna. But Avodah needs begodim. And Chazal asked, Bameh Shimesh Moshe, Design Yemei HaMiluyim. And Chazal say, Shimesh Becholuk Lovan, in a white apron, a white coat, She'ein Boi Imro. And Rashi and Tosfos in one chat explain the meaning of Ein Boi Imro, She'ein loy sofa. The beged had no hem. It ended straight without folding the end of the beged as is usually done to finish, to give the finishing touch to the beged. The choluk lovon she'ein bay imra. The Maral explains oimik divrei Chazal. The choluk lovon she'ein bay imra. I'd like to maybe be makdim in order to explain, in order to fully understand the Oymik Divrei Chazal. Pesach, the Yom Tov Pesach, was a Zman of Leidus Klal Yisrael. It was a new creation. Basora Mamorois Nidra Ha'olam. The world was created with 10 Mamorois. That world, after 10 Deiris, was destroyed. Asora Deiris Me Odom Adnoyach. That world that was created Basora Mamorois had no Schus Kiyum. It took another 10 generations to bring out the new star, the new light, the father of a nation that ultimately would be the ones that would be Mekayim Kol Asher Baroset L'Chleidi Baroset. That individual was Nisnase with 10 Nisyonis to prove, is he truly the man, the personality, to give birth to that type of nation. Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim. They saw Esen Nisim. They saw Hashkocha. They saw Midah Keneged Midah. They saw Emunah. They saw Schava Emish. They went to school in Mitzrayim. And and they learned the Asorim Amores was being Peshit Tzura and Loivish Tzura. From those Esenakais, Klal Yisrael was able to the Aseris Hadibris. A new world where the Maima, the place of Maima, becomes Dibur. Aseris Hadibris in Koyim Asorim Amores. It was a new nation, a new world, a new Hanhoge. An Hanhoge that doesn't go along with the general rules of Teva. Asor Nisim Nase Lavoy Seibel B'Beis HaMikdash. That's the ultimate. That's the Mokar in B'Beis HaMikdash. That's the type of life of this nation. It's a nation that lives in a mahalach of Nes, of Ashkocha Protis, of Schava Oynish. Ivrim Anachnu. And Chazal say, Kal Yisrael Akol Ivrim She'avarnu Es Hayam. We are people who went through a Kriyas Yamsuf. We are always living in a matziv of Nes, of Ashkocha Protis. That's the new world. Pesach is this man that Klal Yisrael received the koiches to live in this new world. Chazal say that Pesach is miloshon pe-sach, the koich ha-dibur, the koich ha-peh. What do Chazal mean? There is a din in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramo. Minid Yisrael, the Ramo says, that Leil HaSeder, we bring on the Seder, on the Seder dish, on the Seder platter, on the Kaaren, we bring a Beitza, an egg. And the Ramo says, Zeche La'Avelis, the Korban Pesach, the Beis HaMikdash that we don't have. The Goyim explains it's Zeche L'Chagige, the Korban what we brought when we were Oyla V'Regel. And the Ramo explains why Leil Pesach. Achasana, we make a Zeche L'Chorban, it says a Man Simcha, we want to remember Chorban. Why especially Leil Pesach? And the Ramo says because Leil Pesach will always be the Leil Tisha B'Av, the night of Seder. That particular year will be Leil Tisha B'Av. At Bash, the first day of Pesach is Tisha B'Av, the second day is Shavuos, and the third day is Rosh Hashanah, and Azoi Vayta. And is it because of the slight remez that because of the calendar that this night will be in a few months, and we hope it wouldn't be? It's be Tisha B'Av, that's why we bring an egg, Zeichel Avelis, Avelim, the Michael eggs. Is that why we bring at this time of Cheres, when Klal Yisrael feels with the full Cheres and the full freedom, is now, is this the right time to remember whom? Chazal tell us that Sefer Eicha is al Piseida Aleph Beis. Almost all the parokim in Eicha, which relates to Chulm Beis HaMikdash, was written on Seyda Aleph Beis, Eicha Yoshua, Bochay Sifke, Golf Yehuda, Darche Tzion, and Azei Vayta. There are two psukim in Kemat every parish in Eicha that aren't al pi this Seyda that we know. The posik that begins with Pei precedes the Posik that begins with Ayin. Ayin comes before Pei, obviously. In Eicha, these two psukim don't follow that Seder. And Chazal say in the Sechta Sanhedrin, why did the Novi change the Seder? And Chazal say because Leil Tisha B'Av, Leil Chulden, is Leil HaMeraglim. It's the night that Meraglim came back by Yitzku as Bnei Yisrael. They spoke Lashon Hara and Eretz Yisrael. Heim Higdimu Pe La'ayin Hem Omru B'Fihem Masher Lo'yro'u Be'Einehem. They said with their mouth what their eyes did not see, their eyes did not perceive. That's why the Novi changed the Seder of Pe the Ayin, Ois Pe and Ois Ayin. The Pe comes before the Ayin because the Pe did not say what the Ayin saw. Loshen Chazal in Masechta Sanhedrin. What's the Mashmoes of Pe the Ayin, of Ayin that should precede the Pe? Eretz Yisroel is Mokim Asiyas HaMitzvos. Eretz Mitzrayim is the Mokim, is the place where Klal Yisroel received their schooling, the Yesoidus in Emunah. They received the Das Torah. They learned what Rotzen Hashem is. They knew and they learned what the Eivishter wants of Klal Yisrael. But the Mokayim, the place to be Megala, to do the Peel, to bring out the Nefesh, the Pnim, the Metzius, the Mahus, the Teichen, the fundamentals, the Yesoid of Klal Yisrael. That Mokayim is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban says in a number of places in Pirushei al HaTorah, is Mokim Asiyas HaMitzvos. We do mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz, the Ramban says, because Asei L'Chotziyunim. But the Ike Mokim and the Ike Tachlis was Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mokim Asiyas. That's the Mokim to bring out what we believe. That's the Mokim where we are Megala Klapei Chutz, that we are Oivdei and Avdei Hashem. The intention was that that generation, that Doir of Yotzei Ha'oretz, will be that Doir, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, will be the Doir of Bo'i Ha'oretz. At those very same people who saw the Nisim, who lived through Esther Makkos, who lived through Kriyas Yamsuf, who are Oymed Bahar Sinai, it's those people themselves that would reach Eretz Yisrael and build a Beis HaMikdosh and be Mekayim Torah and Mitzvahs. Then the Tikkun would have been to its fullest. Fulfillment of Kaviyochul Rotzan HaBeirei in Briyas HaOlam would have been complete. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen. It was separated into two separate generations. There was the Yoytzei Mitzrayim, the people who lived through Shibud and Yitzias and Makkos and Nisim, and then it was their children, the next generation, who were Boihor. Why? Meraglim Omru b'fihen, mashaloi ro'u be'enehen. The eye perceives. The eye is kolet. The eye is metabol. The eye takes in to within. It's the pair that gives out what the eye saw. It's the mouth. It's the speech. It's the koyach hadibur that has this power to bring out from within what the Ayin was created. The Maharal mentions in a place that the word Loshoin is used for two different things. It's a language, Kilshoin Am V'om, and it also refers to the tongue, that Ava in a person that we speak with. It's the tongue. It's called a Loshoin. Why? He says, all Eivorim, Achatzayim Yizdik. the limbs, the nose, the ears, or pneumias. And where they are, that's where they remain, that's where they stay. There's one Ava in the person that's mechuba to the toich, to the insides of the person, but his teva is to go out. There's one Ava, he says, that's the tongue. Because the koyach of dibur and the koyach haloshoin is to give out what you have within. That's the tachlis, and that's the matar of dibur and of teh. And that's why it's the same word that we use in Loshon HaKodesh for loshon, for language, and for tongue, which is the eva we speak with. Meraglim proved that they're not ready to this darga of giving out what we have within. They don't have the koyches. They're not in that darga of being megala through their maisim, through their diburim, what they were koyches. Omru befihem ma sheloy ro'u be'einehem. They said with their mouth what the eyes did not see. In other words, the eye and the mouth did not work in harmony. The peh was not megala, the pnim, what the eye was stated. A generation of such cannot go to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the mokaim where Klal Yisrael should give out and represent with their maisim what they have b'fnim, their mehus, their mitzias, who they are and what they are. The intention originally was to go out of Mitzrayim and directly to Eretz Yisrael. The chipozayim, immediately, the mehirus, as fast as they can. You know, the word chipozayim is an interesting word. The other words for speed. There's mehirus. Chipozayim is an interesting word. But chipozayim has the peh and the chazayim intertwined and together. There's peh and chazayim. There's an eye and there's a mouth. There's a peh and an ayin in chipozayim. And had that been with the fullest harmony, then they would have went to Eretz Yisrael b'chipozayim. But because the Meraglim proved that we are not up to that, it's that's the reason that chipozayim did not happen. That's the koyach of peh. That's the koyach hadibur. We received the peh soch, the koyach hadibur, the koyach to be megala, our within, our teichen, our mitzir, klapechutz. That's avoidus. That's the avoidus that Eibishter wants of us. Leil Pesach, when the tachlis, the matore, the intention was to go directly to Eretz Yisrael b'chipozim, we lived through Ekrius Yamsef. It was Vayiru, Vaya Yisrael, Es Mitzrayim Neis, and it's only then, Oz Yoshir, after they saw, it's then that they said Shir. The word Shir itself has a double meaning. Bilam says, Ashurenu V'loy Ata. I see this nation in the future, Vayata, not now. Ashiren is Loshen Re'ir. And Shiro is also a Loshen of Dibur, of Zimro, of song. But they weren't Zeiche. Something happened to that Chipozei. The Peh wasn't there. And the Ramo says, that night that we remember, we lived through again that chayus, that yitzir, and that chipozayim, And the Rambam says, but remember one thing, that chitozoim is cut short. The pair wasn't there. The full intention of Yetzias Mitzrayim didn't reach maturity. And he says, take a beta. Zechel Avelis. And why Chazal say, Rachmana Litzlon lo yaleinu val kol Yisrael? Chazal say, why does an oval eat a beta? And Chazal say, because just like a beta is round, ve'ein lo peh, so the oval is ein lo peh. So the Heilige mimics in Kol Yisrael that a beta is put on the Seder plate is to tell us that one thing didn't reach fruition. The pair wasn't there. Reich Lavelis. Leil Tishabov, it's that night of Meraglim. She'omru b'fihem ma'ashiloi rob e'imehem. The pair did not represent the eyes. And the remes is a beta on the Seder plate. Going back to Divrei Hamaral, Chazal again, Bameshe Mishmoshe B'Shevish Yimei Hamaliyim. And again, Loshna Chazal is the Cholut Lovon in a white coat She'ein Bay Imre. And Rashi explains it has no hem. Ein Loi Sofa is Loshna Rashi. And the Maral is Meir that the word imro means speech, amira, v'dibba. And it's interesting that it's a Loshna Aramis. It means a hem in the Poshut Pshat of the Gemara. And in Loshna Kodesh, it's called, this hem that in Aramis is called imro, in Loshna Kodesh it's called sofa. Here again, we find the two words that are going together. Imro is Meloshin, Amiro and Sofo is language. It's right in the Bible. And the Maral says, Moshe Rabbeinu did avoide in a chime, in a matziv, she'em boi imro loy ish devorim onoichi. I'm not a man of words. Ein loy imro. He's Maral Sfasayim. And the Maral explains, Chazal say, when a child is b'mei imoi, he's mekupel, he's folded like a sefer, v'neir al roshoi, neir al roshoi, a pasuk in Iyov, and the malach teaches him kol ha-Torah kulo. And when he goes out b'mei imoi, malach is sotroi al piv, and he forgets the whole Torah. And the malach says, sotroi al piv has a deeper meaning. Sotri al piv means that he gives him the koyach of dibur. As long as the child is b'mei imay, as long as he's in a mokoyim, he's with the malach together. As a matter of fact, he looks like a book. He looks like a sefer Torah. He's a shtick sefer Torah b'mei imay. With the oyer, sheroya by Chazal say, mi sefer oyla ma sefer. L'shoinim shal Chazal. He's a shtick sefer Torah. There, he does not need the koyach hadibur. He has Torah. He's Torah itself. He's a shtick Torah. It's only when he goes out, when he forgets the Torah, that it's mutl his achrayis and his oil is to bring back the with divrei Torah. To learn and to be machadish, that chelik in Torah that the Malach taught him, be me'imoy, and he forgot. Sotre al piv, the Maral says, is achieving the koyach of dibur, the koyach of amir. Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Everyone else, the moment he leaves the me'imoy, he becomes a different human being. He has a guf gashmi. he becomes chumristic. He becomes very material. He needs that koyach of dibur to bring out the neshama shebetoychai, the neshama shenafachtabi, to bring out the teira, the ktusha, the dveikus, the chelik alakami mal, that third shukas, to bring out that neshama that's mitachas kisei hakovayim, to bring out the mitzias of Knesset Yisrael. We need a koyach of peh to bring out klapi chutz, what we have within. Because our guf and our mitzias and our life is against all that ruchni is, that we store within. There was one person in the world that was kulay ruchni. His guf was also kemalach. His guf was kodesh. That guf didn't serve as a mechitza, as a wall between his neshama and his mitzias. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did not need that finishing, that makke bepatish. Makke bepatish, the Maral says, is when you finish, obviously you finish a kli, and the moshel of Chazal is makke bepatish because you take a hammer and you bang it on the kli. That's why every gmar melach is called makke bepatish. Sotrei al piv is a makke bepatish. Bangs him on his face, on his mouth. Because that's the gmar. Without that, he's not a mensch. He cannot do what he has to do in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu did not need that finishing. It was like a beged that ends without a hem. It doesn't have that finishing factor in the beged. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need that. Moshe Rabbeinu did the avodah in Shiddush Yimei HaMiluim. The choluk lovon, his chelik in teir, was there without the koyach habib. The choluk lovon she'ein boi imre, that did not necessitate the koyach habib. He didn't need the power of speech to bring out his kiddusha, his mitzias, that he's ashtik teir, aseif teir itself. That wasn't the Shiddush Yimei HaMiluim. The eighth day, things changed. From the eighth day and on, the Avodah wasn't with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Avodah was with Aaron HaKohen. Over there, the Avodah was to be Megale, with Dibur, to be Megale the Pnimius, that through our Maisim, we are Megala, who we are, what we are. Through our Dibur, through the Koyach of Divrei Torah, the Koyach of Odom Lo'omol Yulod, Eini Yodea Im Lo'omol Dvarim Betelim, Oy Lo'omol Peh. Odom Lo'omol Yulod, he was born to use his Koyach of Dibur for Divrei Torah, for Kedusha, for Yigiyah Betelah, for Amelus Betelah. The tachlis of Eretz Yisrael, the tachlis of reaching that mokoyim that the Meraglim couldn't perceive, because hikdimu teir la'ayin, they didn't have the koyach of bringing out through their dibur, through their maisim, what they really believed in, what they really thought, what their toichen, what their pnimius was. That's the true tachlis of Beis Hamikdash. That in the Maisim of Klal Yisrael, there should be a gilui of the Teichen HaPnimi, the Metzias, the Mahus of Knesset Yisrael. Yehirotzlein, the bracha was on this eighth day, Shetishra Shchino, the Maise Yedeichen. The Dogish is on the Maise. The Tachlis is that the Maise should go together with the Pnim and the Teichen. The gilui should be Megala, the Hester, the Teichen, and the Pnimi. Ulamata Sape Bozne Bincho, Ben Bincho. The Gilui of a person, the Pnim that comes out of the children. The Chum Sefer would say, Hamistora is Lashem Aleikainu. What one has in his Pnimius, His nister, no one knows. No one will ever know. Ein gotten himmel, the Ribbono shel Olam himself, Rabbi Yochel, knows the nisteris of a person. Oh, but Anigalis Loni, there is one thing, there's one gilui that we could know, the pnimius of the person. Ulavaneinu adoilom lasais is called divrei ha'Torah hazais. If our children are a hemshach of ourselves, if one is mekayim el matasapet both ne bincha u ben bincha, it's then that seisa, that nistorais, becomes niglois. That's the Eibush to help in Zoyche Zayin Likras Matan Teire Zoyche Zayin Taseres Hadibris Mekabel Zayin Mekai Simcha Mekai Chahava. The Eibush to help in, we should be Zoyche B'yomeinu to see the Beis HaMikdosh Kahanem B'Vaidosom Ulevi'om B'Shirim B'Shirom U'Vizimrom Zoyche Tabias HaGoyel B'Meir B'yomeinu.